You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. The sisters are in the house. Hello, Jude.
Hello, Sarah.
How's it going for you?
We are on the magic carpet here.
We're trying
to stay afloat.
This particular magic carpet is episode 20, if you can believe it, which is just, I just want to say hooray for us that we've been doing this for 20 consistent weeks. And we thank everyone who's been listening. This is for the week of Sunday, January 23rd through Saturday, January 29th, 2022. And I'm just going to start by saying that our focus this week is going to have a lot to do with our friend Mercury. So let's just get started. How do you want to start?
Yeah, well, focus is non-existent. There is no such thing as focus this week.
Okay.
And I know that's a huge problem anyway, but this week, and the reason I'm saying that, and happy birthday also to all of our Aquarian friends out there, because the sun has moved into Aquarius.
Ah, yes.
And our friend Mercury has been in Aquarius moving forward and has started retrograde on the 14th. And on the 23rd, Mercury backs up into the sun. So it's halfway through its Mercury retrograde cycle, which is going to continue until February 3rd. But Mercury is, you know, it's going backwards. It's trying to retrace its steps. It's trying to figure out what is true. Aquarius is a big truth seeker. It likes to be future oriented. And when it doesn't have its facts and figures on the tip of its fingers or at the tip of its tongue, it's completely boggled.
Yeah.
So this Mercury retrograde back into the sun, I'm expecting it to cause some disruptions,
Okay. More
disruptions than we've had just in general.
In any particular areas, you think? Or,
well, Aquarius rules air travel, Aquarius rules traffic, Mercury rules traffic. So there's a little bit of overlap between what Mercury rules and what Aquarius rules.
Oh.
But Aquarius is also science, facts, figures, logic. And so there may be some new information that is uncovered,
right,
that is discovered, that is reconsidered with Mercury in Aquarius and then within the orb of the sun. So it's unseeable.
Okay.
So there is other aspects of information that may not be seen.
Right.
Things that we should know that we do not know because Mercury is conjunct the sun.
Yes. Yes.
So what are we open to seeing is a big question this week. We're going to be scattered.
Okay.
There's going to be lots of information flying around. What are we open to seeing?
Okay.
And Mercury in its journey retrograde will through the week. So this is a very interesting week in that it starts out with Mercury conjunct the sun. And then by the end of the week on Friday, Mercury conjuncts Pluto.
Our good friend Pluto.
Mercury changes signs. He moves from Aquarius, where he's all bright and bushy-tailed and like wants his facts and figures, to sobering Capricorn, which is all about efficiency.
Okay.
Making things mechanically correct and efficient and organized. And when Mercury meets up with Pluto, it's almost as if he's brought whatever information he's acquired. Because when he started out his retrograde, he was in Aquarius within 3 degrees of Saturn.
Okay.
So rules, regulations, yep, lockdowns.
Also big institutions?
Yes.
Government, schools, hospitals? Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, rules, regulations, policies,
got it.
All that stuff have been tinkered with, reconfigured, you know,
right,
trying to find a way, trying to figure out what to do.
Right.
Mercury went backwards.
Yeah.
Got to go back, got to figure out, like,
put these things in order,
put the pieces back together.
Okay.
Get more information. So Mercury's gone all the way back to Pluto. So there's information that will come up. Mercury is conjuncting the underground. Mercury's going to retrieve information that was not available before.
Wow. So is it fair to say the beginning of the week, Mercury with the sun is illuminated and is like the conscious mind, but then as it backs up to Pluto, we're now going into the subconscious uncovered mind, the duality of what we see and what we don't see?
Yeah. Mercury conjunct the sun is a scattered place for Mercury. Mercury is almost blinded by the consciousness of the sun, by the light of the sun. It's not visible.
Uh-huh.
So Mercury is kind of creeping around, you know, around the sun. It's also that we are not conscious. We don't completely have everything. Mercury's halfway through its retrograde. So we've got a little bit of a picture. Yep. Maybe we're starting to put some pieces together. And this depends also where Aquarius and Capricorn are for you in your own chart. So it could have to do with anything. It could have to do with, you know, your own personal journey, your work, your family, your home, your siblings, your
right,
where you live, what you do, your career, your coworkers. I mean, really any piece of this that you are affected by, that you've been trying to figure out, like put together, trying to figure out a strategy.
Yeah.
So when Mercury backs up into Pluto, Mercury is genderless. So they are really looking for something. They're on a mission. And this part of Capricorn contains quite a few planets. So Mercury will not only make a conjunction to Pluto, it will make a conjunction to Juno, which is the asteroid goddess of relationships.
Yeah.
What is fair? What is right in a relationship? How much do you do? How much do I do? Is it balanced? Is it fair?
And does that depend where Juno is in your chart? So it could be personal relationships, professional relationships, or is it mostly personal?
It could be professional. Yeah. Any close relationship where you've got a balance, you know, how much is mine? What is not mine?
Okay.
Some degree of boundary issues as well.
All right. That's Juno.
What happens with all of these planets being in Capricorn is that the moon will come through on Saturday. The moon moves into Capricorn and makes a conjunction to Mars, a sextile to Jupiter, a conjunction to Venus, and a trine to Uranus. So all of this is the moon is fast moving within a day and a half. It's going to be moving through Capricorn. So this is bringing to light feelings around these issues that are in Capricorn regarding efficiency of institutions, organizations, policies, rules, regulations, any of these Capricornian public life, authority, career issues, its ambition, its efficiency, its organizations, its law abiding. That's a very security conscious and law abiding sign. It's very strict. So lots of rules.
Yeah.
Capricorn is all about management. Loyalty.
So all these planets coming through Capricorn, they're just going to sort of, we might be activated in certain ways around these issues.
Yes, they're going to be really speaking to these issues. And Venus there is again, it's asking us, what do we value?
Yes, an ongoing theme for these whole episodes has been Venus and value.
Venus is retrograde, yes. And she's really kind of trying to unearth in Capricorn, what is it that we really, truly value? What is important to us?
Right.
It's the deep reevaluation of values. It's a practical look at what we value.
Right.
And then with the moon coming through and making the conjunction to Venus, the trine to Uranus, there might be surprises or insights around what we know, what we like, what we value, what we honor in ourselves.
Right.
They become more important the more Venus works through Capricorn.
Yes.
This trine to Uranus in Taurus is really helping support that insight that Venus gets as she's retrograde. So it's not a bad thing. Like,
yes.
It's a lot about self-discovery, I think.
Yes. And I think this whole aspect with the travel that Mercury takes this week from the sun to Pluto can also support a little bit of that self-discovery, self-awareness, because you're going from what is illuminated to what is being discovered or also becoming illuminated. And sometimes those can be difficult things to look at, to actually acknowledge. And then from what point are you seeing? What would you like to see? Where do you need to then put your focus in order to see better? That was something that came up. It's funny, I always pull a card for our little meetings, and the Page of Cups came up. And I was like, what is the Page of Cups? What is the Page of Cups doing here? What do they have to do with anything? I'll try to post an image. It's a young figure, and they're holding a cup, and inside the cup is a fish. But the understanding I have from it, from this book, Pathworking the Tarot, is that the Page of Cups introduces us to the consequences of our dreams, feelings, emotions, and imaginations, that this act of looking or observing is part of what this cup represents. I'll just read a little bit here. The Page of Cups offers us up the complex duology of emotional energy. It is both internal and external. It flows in us, through us, and out of us. What emotional conditions we create internally shape the physical conditions of the world around us. The Page of Cups is learning that in order to understand their emotions better, they will also need to learn how to observe the reflection of that energy in the world they engage in. This means tapping into that other lovely cup's energy, the intuitive sight. And then it goes on to talk about meditation, and that one of the hardest things to do in meditation is to see via the third eye while keeping the physical eyes open is one of the hardest things to do. And that sounds a lot like what this Mercury conjunction is sort of calling us to do.
Yeah. So that whole idea of like the inner and the outer, and then observing and meditating.
Yes.
So this is a wild coincidence. So I have my Dane Rudyard book.
Yes.
And Aquarius 4 degrees, where Mercury meets the sun, the degree image is a Hindu yogi demonstrates his healing powers. And the keynote that Dane Rudyard writes is the disciplined use of spiritual energies in restoring the natural harmony disturbed by man's inharmonic attempts to transcend nature through mind. So it's a look inside.
Okay. Yep.
And that's hard right now.
Yeah.
Especially with this energy and what's happening in the world.
It is hard.
That is, yeah, so much is pulling us outside of ourselves, and to be afraid and to look at, you know, what's happening over here and what's happening over here and what's happening in this,
yes,
environment, what's happening in this environment. And all of it is so very scattered. It can pull us in a million directions.
Right.
But really, this week is about honing in, looking in.
And you were mentioning that Mercury and Aquarius share some kinds of rulerships, or Mercury rules ankles, Aquarius and Mercury both rule lungs. And we were thinking of some tips of how to stay balanced in a very scattered time. One is nourishing the lungs aromatically, maybe with a diffusion of some sort of oil like lavender that you can breathe in, or even making a cup of tea that has lavender, lemon, ginger, those nourishing aromas that you don't even have to sip it. You can just breathe it in. And then you were talking about an exercise folks could do that also stimulates the lymphatic system.
Yeah, that is really great to do if you're you don't need any special equipment. You can do it anywhere, even in the grocery store while you're waiting in line.
Sure.
And it's just a matter of like going up on the balls of your feet and then dropping down on your heels. So you go up on the balls of your feet and drop down onto your heels, and the weight goes into your heels. And what it does, the lymphatic system doesn't have a pump of its own like the heart does, like the vascular system. Mm-hmm. So the lymphatic system relies on movement.
Got it.
That's why if you sit for too long,
yeah,
you know, stuff starts to like
get stuck,
freeze up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So a little bit of movement can go a long way in increasing that lymphatic, which is part of the immune system, is increasing that in lymphatic circulation.
Right.
And coming down on the heels will help all of the lower part of the body to begin that lymphatic circulation.
Yeah, what I love about that is that you really can do it anywhere, standing in line, just like a little bounce,
yeah,
a little pulse, toes, yeah, to heels, toes to heels.
Yeah.
Or even jump. You could jump too, yeah, I guess, if you have a...
Yeah. You can jump. Yeah.
Which in the grocery store might be odd. But
draw more attention to yourself, But yeah, I mean, you can do, yes, that in your house, yeah, you know, like just jump up, yeah, and down a little bit. And I mean, people do have their little mini trampolines that they, you know, they do put themselves on and jump around for
sure.
Well, they do sell those things, and that's what they're for, to increase that movement. But lavender, Mercury rules lavender, whorehound, Mercury rules the lungs, Mercury rules breath. So any of these, like having a cup of tea, whorehound tea or lavender tea, and they sell these great teas now, like lavender chamomile, you know, any of that stuff, just to soothe, take the edge off, and just take the time to nourish yourself. It's going to be really, really good. And then, you know, do that little bouncing thing to keep the internal circulation moving.
Yeah.
And really, really taking that time during this week, especially to just let the mind scry, like let it go, you know, because that's the image of the Page of Cups, is that figure looking into the cup. And what's coming out of the cup, at least in the Rider-Waite tarot deck, is a fish. This is like inside of the cup is this fish that is meeting you, coming up from the waters to meet you. And this is the Page of Cups is like the first attempt or the beginning of an attempt to kind of get in sync or look within.
And I wanted to mention, because you said, you know, this Mercury, these Mercury aspects this week is between the Sun and the Pluto, like Mercury traveling a bridge. And the thing that I find inspiring or moving about that is that you can take steps along this bridge and then you can always go back. You know, you don't have to like run to the other end of the bridge. And that while we do these practices, you can ease into them. And then as things might become uncomfortable, you can ease back. But it's the attempt of the journey to go to see that other end of the bridge. The attempt, just to make the attempt, is a value itself.
Absolutely. Wow. Because I just, this could be off record.
Keep going. No,
but
go for
it. I just opened something that said, the Buddha said that there are two mistakes in life, that you never start and that you don't keep going.
There you go.
I have to find that. I was like, I opened up my mail. I was like,
the Buddha's writing to you in the mail? You're getting mail from the Buddha? Man, I have one special sister friend.
It was on some.
Oh, like an email. Like in somebody's signature.
It was an email.
I'll have more appreciation for the Page of Cups from here on out.
Yes, the Page of Cups is like the beginning of the insight.
Yes. The beginning of the inquiry. Well, friends, thank you for listening to this week's episode. And if you've got questions or comments, please visit us at any of the numerous places you can find us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on
Spotify,
Podomatic,
Audible, Amazon.
Please like, follow, and share YouTube as well. So please like, follow, and share. And we hope that you're finding this information useful, and we'd love to hear from you. So please keep the comments coming.
Yay.
Jude, thank you so much for all these insights this week.
Thank you, Sarah. So good.
Yeah. We'll see everybody next week on Sister Stargazers.
Yay. Bye for now, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.